Exodus chapter 29. And this is the thing that you shall do to them to hallow them, to minister to me in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread and cakes unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil. Wheat and flour shall you make them of. And you shall put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons you shall bring to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall wash them with water. And you shall take the garments, and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And you shall put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then shall you take the anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. And you shall bring his sons, and put coats upon them. And you shall gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual state, and you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. And you shall cause a bullock to be bought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock, and you shall kill the bullock before Yahweh by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall take the blood of the bullock and put it upon the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock, and his skin, and his dung, shall you burn with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. You shall also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And you shall slay the ram, and you shall take his blood, and sprinkle it round about upon the altar. And you shall cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him and his legs, and put them to his pieces and to his head. And you shall burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering to Yahweh. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And you shall take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Then shall you kill the ram, and take of his blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And you shall take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Also you shall take of the ram the fat and the rump, and the fat that covers the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before Yahweh. And you shall put all in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. And you shall receive them of their hands and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor before Yahweh. It is an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And you shall take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration and wave it for a wave offering before Yahweh, and it shall be your part. And you shall sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved, and which is heaved up, of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons by a statute forever from the children of Israel. For it is a heave offering, and it shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their heave offering to Yahweh. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated in them. And that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days, when he comes into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. And you shall take the ram of the consecration, and boil his flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram, and the bread that is in the basket, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made, to consecrate and to sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat of it, because they are holy. And if any of the flesh of the consecrations, or of the bread, remain to the morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. And thus shall you do to Aaron and to his sons, according to all the things which I have commanded you. 7 days shall you consecrate them, and you shall offer every day a bullock for a sin offering, for atonement. And you shall cleanse the altar when you have made an atonement for it, and you shall anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days you shall make an atonement for the altar, and sanctify it, and it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Now this is that which you shall offer upon the altar: 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb shall you offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer but at evening. And with the one lamb a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb you shall offer at evening, and shall do thereto according to the meal offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering of it, and for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. A continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Yahweh, where I will meet you, to speak there to you. And there I will meet with the children of Israel. And the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my splendor. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their Elohim. And they shall know that I am Yahweh their Elohim, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am Yahweh their Elohim. End of chapter.